This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
ER.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. Harris County leaders say they'll need to see a lot of private investment before talking about plans to renovate the Astrodome. News 88.7 Sarah Gruno says a recent analysis puts the cost at $750 million.
A planned discussion on the findings of the analysis was scheduled during commissioners' court on Thursday. Instead, commissioners took the discussion into executive session and had no action on the item. Representatives of the Astrodome Conservancy are requesting a formal signal from commissioners' court that they would be willing to have discussions with private developers about renovating the Astrodome. Beth Wiedauer Jackson is the executive director of the Astrodome Conservancy.
In order to bring those private dollars to the county for the conversation, we're looking for the signal from the court that the county is open to having those conversations.
Another option to demolish the Astrodome entirely is estimated to cost about $54 million, according to the analysis. I'm Sarah Gruno, News 88.7.
There are big concerns about the flu in Texas. The CDC says flu activity remains elevated around the country. Doctor visits for flu-like symptoms were up over 8% last month. Texas Chief Epidemiologist Varun Shetty told the Texas Standard the state is expecting a moderate flu season.
We are watching for signs that it could potentially be worse than previous seasons, and those are things that we're tracking over time.
Shetty says the number of flu-related emergency visits in Texas are currently highest in the Houston and Dallas areas. The Rockets play the Trail Blazers in Portland tonight. Tip-off is at 9 o'clock. Cloudy and breezy this evening. Chance of rain stands at 70%. Overnight low expected near 55 degrees. For tomorrow, breezy, slight chance of rain, and the high for the day should reach only about 57 degrees. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.7.